This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to hear audio from the NSSCD, the Northern Suburban Special Education District, Association of Parents and Staff, APS, 2018-2019 Best Practice Initiatives Awards. Today, Tuesday, May 28th, 2019, we had in North Shore School District 112, not just one, but two Best Practice Awards out of the four that were awarded. This is a huge accomplishment and celebration for North Shore School District 112, the Outdoor Classroom at Green Bay School, and the Inclusion in the Round from Red Oak School were both awarded these Best Practice Awards. These are awards that recognize outstanding school and community initiatives that bring together students of all abilities to learn, play, create, or socialize. We're so proud to share the live audio recorded today live at the awards from Marella Vessa and Chelsea Maxwell of Green Bay School, and from Will Loftus and his nominator, Catherine Spencer from Red Oak School. Thanks so much for listening to Podcast 112, and thanks so much for sharing in the celebration of excellence in education here in our district.
It's a Green Bay School. Good afternoon. My name is Mirella Vessa, and I'm an early childhood special education at Green Bay School. And I'm honored to be here tonight to introduce to the NSSCD Association of Parent and Staff, my school principal, and my colleague, Chelsea Maxwell, and also my teammate, Michelle Rosenthal. I nominated Ms. Maxwell for the APS Practice Award, taking into consideration the significance of the benefits that her project, the Outdoor Classroom, had and continues to have on my students and on all students with and without special needs enrolled at Green Bay School. So I would like just to go along with the slideshow and present some of the areas that are most representative for our project. And at the end of the presentation, we'll have a maybe 1 minute video that we'll like to show you our students in action.
First of all, thank you for this nomination and award. It's an honor to partner with NSSCD, really a valued partner in educating all children for us in Highland Park, Highwood, and Fort Sheridan. This project came about because in early childhood, we know the environment is one of the teachers, and the environment is very important in early childhood education. And for those of you that maybe are working with a different age group of students, you're probably familiar with the idea of STEM or STEAM education. In early childhood, that T stands more for tool than for it does for technology. And this allows us to have a place where we can have tools without worry about them being vandalized over the weekend or used by other people. And it also was important for us because we needed a place for some of our children with special needs to play, children that were working on elopement behaviors, where they could freely explore nature without an adult always being one arm's length away. We wanted all children to have that experience of being free, exploring without that adult just right beside them at all times. And this really allowed for that because it is a fully enclosed space. And we've seen so much value in that for all of our students, especially children who have some safety limitations. So just a little bit about our concept. We had an open space that was underutilized. It was being used actually as a lunch area for district staff. And we didn't have a very big budget, so our foundation has an event called the Fund Run every year. We use that Fund Run money every year for 6 years, gradually making additions to the project. So social emotional learning is at the heart of all early childhood, and this is a really fun place to watch children interacting and playing together. The best way to learn about someone is to play with them. So we see children interacting all across the building, different classrooms, different types of programs, and it's a nice safe space where everyone can be successful, at least some of the activities. Also, physical development, which is very important in early childhood, one of the domains we assess. My favorite thing is the sledding hill. So the area changes with every season, and in the winter we have a sledding hill, a small, safe sledding hill. Superintendent's right out there, so yeah, that. Very safe, but it's fun, and it's a childhood experience that everyone should have. And not everyone can have that experience if it's not a safe enclosed area. So that's one of our favorite things. We also have a very small tree that is a big favorite for just kind of hanging out on those lower branches, along with a lot of building and gardening activities. And then language development. Our program has 6 speech language therapists that are always hard at work, and this is one of the places that they like to provide therapy. So we provide therapy in the classroom. We use a model where the speech therapists collaborate with the teachers. They don't pull the students out. And this is such a great place to play alongside a child and help facilitate language development. And of course, cognitive development. Problem solving, the most important skill of all, is something that we work on. We have these giant Lincoln logs, and you'll see kids building a house. The other day they built this house out of it, and I saw they found these pipes, and they were trying to figure out how they would pipe water through the house. How that could be the plumbing, where should it go? And we have a real kitchen that pumps water. Someone was pumping water, putting it in the container, pouring it through the pipes. That type of problem solving is really invaluable. And having a place where the tools can be out and available really lends itself to that. And of course, academic skills. So while we are play, we're also learning. There's a lot of comparing, measuring. We have a scale for weighing things. The garden lends itself to a lot of math concepts. We have a partnership that is funded by our foundation with the organic gardener who helps us with those things. And the science exploration. Again, this is a lot of gardening, but also in the winter. You know, we want children to play outside in all weather. There's really no bad weather, there's just bad clothing. So we want them outside, and a lot of things can be learned in winter about ice and melting and exploring that, and we want to encourage children to be outside. And social studies and science, protecting the environment. You know, we feel a sense of urgency to the best to encourage children to love the earth and want to protect the earth. And the best way to create a scientist is to have a child that falls in love with nature and the arts. So we have an area with outdoor instruments, just as we have all the areas of the classroom are mirrored outside, and we have a large outdoor instrument area, which is very fun and very loud too. We have a big loud drum, and the children love exploring that. The drum is huge, and often you'll see children climb inside of it to feel the vibration when someone's drumming. A lot of things that are really science exploration. So again, one of the main benefits of a space like this is its flexibility, and we are a school committed to inclusion of all children, and this allows us to do that in a way where we don't need to worry about safety, and we can just really enjoy playing alongside our children, enriching their play, and making sure that they're having a lot of fun at school while they're learning.
My son has many abilities. He has so much energy. From the minute he wakes up to the time he goes to bed, he is non-stop. He's really good at getting people's attention, not just students, teachers too. He likes to move his body all the time. He's really coordinated, so he can talk, sing, and dance at the same time, no problem. As you can imagine, these abilities can sometimes make it hard to learn in a traditional classroom. As a matter of fact, some people might call his abilities disabilities. My son doesn't always have opportunities to shine in the classroom, and that's why I will be forever grateful for Maestro Loftus and his team for giving him that chance in the school musical. The qualities that can get in the way of learning for my son actually helped him excel in the musical with the guidance and patience of the musical team. The experience reminded me that there's more to life than academics and many ways to be successful. This spring, the musical team at Red Oak Dual Language Academy cast over 50 students of all abilities in the cast and crew of The Lion King. Some children may not have spoken English as a first language. Some were on the autism spectrum. Some children, like my son, have a lot of energy or are champions at worrying. Maestro Loftus created a safe environment where all these kids of different abilities felt safe to take a risk. And boy, did they. The result was truly amazing. And the best part, if you saw the performance, I don't think you would be able to pick out the kids with special needs. How did the team create this environment? I had the privilege of attending a few of the rehearsals, and I noticed that before they even started rehearsing for the show, they did various drama warm-ups to loosen the kids up, and they also did team-building activities to help with group bonding and cohesiveness. One of these activities included all the children and staff standing in a circle. Then they turned so that they were facing the back of the person in front of them. They put their hand on the shoulder of the person in front of them and they said, "I've got your back." How powerful to know that someone has your back. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. Being part of this musical was so much more than just getting on stage, looking cute, and singing and dancing. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The musical wasn't a special program for children with special needs. Rather, it was a musical for students of all abilities. I'm sure including all children, made rehearsals a little more challenging, but I believe all kids learned and benefited from each other. I'm thankful the musical gave my son and the other cast and crew a chance to thrive at school in front of their peers. I'm honored to introduce to you the team behind this transformational program. They're not all able to be here today, but I wanted to make sure to mention them. Rocio Monge, Sarah Larson, Sarah DeMarco, Ashley Marsh, and of course, Maestro Loftus.
Members of the community, thank you for having us here tonight. Thank you, Kathy, for that beautiful introduction and for the nomination to be here today. That means the world. My name is Will Loftus, and I teach third grade dual language at Red Oak, just around the corner here in Highland Park with North Shore School District 112. I also have the pleasure of having directed extracurricular elementary school musicals in the district for the past 5 years. I'm here representing a greater team of extremely dedicated adults without whom this theater experience would simply not be possible for our students. I would like to specifically mention my amazingly supportive principal, Mrs. Nicole Bellini, and my right hand in the Red Oak musical, Ms. Sarah Larson, as well as our vocal director, Mrs. Rocio Monge, whose dedication to these students in this program knows no bounds. It's quite an honor to accept this award for best practice. Those words alone denote a level of distinguishment that carries with it a great deal of meaning to us as professionals. However, to receive it for this specific reason, for this reason for inclusion, that means something more to us as people. This quote by Gail Godwin can be found above the signature of every email that I send. I share this quote to remind myself and others that what we as educators are doing every day reaches far beyond the curricular. It takes a great deal of improvisation, right, to be the guide on the side in the classroom today rather than the sage on the stage model of the days of old. But most of all, Godwin's words remind us that in everything we do, We must aim to direct students toward becoming the playwrights of their own stories. You'll notice the little starfish there at the bottom. I'm sure many of you have heard a version of the starfish flinger story. As one person marvels at the insurmountability of a beach filled with hundreds of starfish who've washed ashore and are therefore struggling to survive, that person looks to the hopeful stranger near them and says, "There are hundreds of starfish on this beach. You can't possibly make a difference." Well, the hopeful stranger simply picks one up, tosses it gently back into the water, and says, "I made a difference to that one." This story was shared by my high school choir teacher, Tina Cox, before we perform our concerts, and it resonated with me ever since. It's a story that reminds us that when problems and hurdles seem insurmountable, just one person taking one small step toward change can and does make a real, tangible difference. I share this story with students before opening night every year, in part to honor my choir teacher, Tina, but primarily to remind these young artists that our goal in storytelling, in theater, is greater than ourselves. It is not about the applause or the acclaim. It's about sharing stories which hopefully inspire thought in our audience. I say to them, if your beautiful, beautiful work on that stage tonight can make one person in the audience who had a tough day or a rough week or is going through something personal and make them smile, well then isn't that enough? You made a difference to that one. This year, Red Oak Tool Language Academy produced The Lion King Kids, a truncated version of the Broadway musical geared specifically toward actors in grades 3 through 5. My team and I had the added challenge of thinking outside the box with regards to space, as Red Oak does not currently have its own stage. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, that only made it into the speech because Dr. Lupefeld, my superintendent, is here. So that's a shameless plug. But then, when I got here, I would have questions for what North Shore Academy is doing in the March. Let's go. God bless you, sir. Nikki, can I make that happen? I love you. Anyhow, moving along. I once was in a high school production of Fiddler on the Roof. I was one of the papas in the ensemble because, say, I was a heavier set young freshman boy. If you're familiar with the show, Tevye has this made-up nightmare that he shares with his wife, Golda, to try to persuade her, which evolves into an elaborate dream sequence on the stage. The director, the late Michael Dice Sr., devised the idea to allow this one standalone number in the show to be performed by a special ensemble, one which consisted of students who couldn't commit to the grueling rehearsal schedule due to sports, various clubs, or other outside commitments. It was Mr. Dice's simple yet effective idea for inclusion that inspired me to take it one step further at Red Oak. I thought, what if students for whom the regular rehearsal schedule and after-school hours might be too overstimulating could join with these students who have other outside commitments to perform one fabulous number, be part of our cast community? Thanks to the flexibility and shared passion of my wonderful teammates, this idea came to life, and one number of our show, along with some other special moments, were designed for and performed by this limited ensemble. These students were incorporated in a carefully crafted way that made sure to emphasize their strengths rather than call out a difference of ability. See, also superpowers. We'll get to that later. Another way to attempt to include as many students as possible in this experience is in our stage crew and our design crew. Stage crew runs the show backstage, allowing for the parent volunteer supervisors to take a back seat while these students flex their leadership and problem-solving muscles. The design crew works at recess and lunch to create props and set pieces for use in our show. Staff and adult volunteers, one of whom also a parent in our program is Kristen Salamaka, is here today supporting us. Thank you. These parent volunteers are asked to simply guide design crew students toward decision-making and problem-solving of their own. These artistic designs are truly theirs, and they get to actualize these visions from conception to execution. Plus, I'm really not very artistic or crafty, so it ends up looking way better than anything I could make. We touched a little bit on the who and the what. With regards to how and funding, we are incredibly fortunate to receive support from our generous 112 Education Foundation, as well as our Red Oak PTO. Without their support, we would not be able to provide our students with the quality of production that we strive for, a quality that shows students that they are important, that they are special, and that their voices matter. Before every performance, as Kathy mentioned earlier, the cast and crew all perform that pre-show, so we formed that pre-show circle, which is somewhat of a tradition in theater. This is the time to focus our energy and come together as a community to build one another up. As Kathy stated, "I've got your back" is one of our mantras. This sense of community is something my team and I strive to build from day one. Students participate in specified ensemble building exercises that not only stretch their abilities as performers, but truly seek to create a sense of trust and community among us all. In our most recent production, we used the Zulu word Ubuntu. Ubuntu doesn't have a translation in English, but it describes a oneness and commonality shared by the human experience. Before each performance, that circle of people, of storytellers, feels like a family. And theater has a magical quality to create and celebrate these lasting bonds echoed by our chants of Ubuntu. Finally, I would be remiss in accepting an award for inclusion this evening without discussing abilities. I myself have learned through theater what I hope my students take away from their experiences more than anything. And that is that our traits, our differences, ones which people may call challenges, hurdles, roadblocks, disabilities. In theater, though, those traits tend to have the opposite impact. I myself have ADD, and I can honestly say that I do not have a clue how someone can direct a children's theater production and not have ADD. I don't know how it happens. In theater, it doesn't inhibit me from focusing. It gives me the ability to focus on a multitude of different aspects of the work all at once, putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle, managing staff while still breaking it down in a way for students to understand, and making sure they still have time to eat their snacks. ADD is my superpower in theater. My struggles with anxiety have granted me the ability to empathize with actors as their director, to maintain focus on their vulnerability throughout the entire process, hold their hand through that. Through the magic of theater, students' otherwise greatest challenges in life can transform into their greatest assets. I shared that video because it just shows them being themselves after the curtain call. The show is done, the bows have happened, and they're just feeling themselves. And that was Kathy's son there in the center who was just, I didn't give him any of that, he made it up on his own. It was brilliant. I said, "Keep that." He goes, "Really?" I go, "Mm-hmm." And pretend that I gave it to you. In closing, on behalf of my entire team, I cannot thank the APS Executive Board and SSED, North Shore 112, Dr. Michael Lulefeld, who supports everything that we do in the arts here in 112 and to support students. We couldn't be luckier. Thank you all for being here this evening, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.